Thank you, my friend, and greetings, everyone. It's nice to be back now with another program of the Word of God, and we're going to bring to you some gospel music today from a group that lives up in Indiana, known as the Gospel Gems, from the Gary Church up there, and we hope you enjoy their singing today. It's a group that I've known for many years, good Christian people, and we hope that you enjoy them as they sing for you today, and their first number, Jesus is Standing Close By. Next number, I Like the Old Time Way.
I like the old time way of preaching, I like the old time way of shouting, I like the old time way of praising His great name. I like the old time way of singing, it makes a bell of joy keep ringing, I like the old time way of telling of His fame. I like the old time way of praying, it rains.
The next number, Had It Not Been. Next number, All Aboard.
All aboard.
All aboard.
Let's go to that land.
Let's go to that land.
Where milk
and honey flow.
Come on,
come on,
come on.
Come on.
It's a better
land.
I know
we're bound
to make the start.
And never doubt.
Come on,
come on,
come on,
come on.
All aboard,
all aboard.
Let's go, let's go to that land.
next number, Must I Go Unempty-Handed? With the singing today, have a talk with Christ. Songs by a group that we know that you've enjoyed, and we hope that you enjoy the balance of this program today, because we're going to the Word of God, and we're going to talk a little bit about the end of time. I feel in my heart that many people today are just going on. Many things are happening, but we have signs of the coming of the Lord, and the Lord is coming back. Just as sure as you and I here, He's coming back one of these days without sin unto salvation. He's coming back after a people that's looking for him, a people that's looking for the Lord in this life to come back. But we're going today to Genesis, the sixth chapter, and we're going to talk a little bit about a time when God had got tired of the way things were going on and the way this life was being lived by people. And he made a way for those that wanted to be saved. And we're going to talk just a little bit today along this line, and we trust that we can bring some thoughts to you if you've never thought about serving God, if you're running through this life and letting God be out of your life. After today, we hope that you will read your Bible, that if you're not ready to go, that you would prepare yourself for the way and for the coming of the Lord, because the Lord is coming back just as sure as there is a world today. And as we go into this scripture, this is a time, as I said in the beginning, that God got tired of the way that man was living. And he had a chosen man, a man that found grace with him, and fixed a way for people. Now listen as it reads, beginning at the first. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Now these are the things that I want you to get a hold of, because God is not pleased with men taking over in this life without humility and the powers that be of should be of God. Now let's read on. And that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping things, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. Let's look back at the beginning of this world, the beginning of man, anyway, when man was set forth. God made man, and he made him in his image. And when he looked back after he had breathed into his nostrils and brought him to life, he said he's not only good, but very good. God was proud. He was proud of man. He was proud of his structure, of the man that he had built. Why? Because he built this man that he might receive honor, that he might have someone to bow before him in honesty and in love and care. God loved man, and he loved him so much. As you read in Genesis, you'll find in the very beginning of the book, the first chapter and the second chapter, you'll find that God loved a man so much that he let him pick and tried every way to find him a helpmate. Loved him so much that he fixed it so that he could have a companion. When he caused him to go into a deep sleep and took from him a rib and made him a helpmate. God loved man so much. But here, man has done so shabbily and so bad in this life that God had repented and was ready to take man from this world. So ashamed of ever making man that he repented of it. But my friend, listen. He found grace in the man. Now listen to what he said about Noah in the 8th verse. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God. Now this was the purpose of man to start with. This is why that God made man, that man could love God and God could love man. and fixed it so that they could really have been in paradise always had it not been for the failure of man from the very beginning. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Now, this is pitiful, to know that as great as God was, that he made us, made men and women, made them in his likeness, loved them so much, that he fixed them that they could honor and praise him. And they did all of these bad things and actually done things that God was ashamed of, to the point that he got ready and was going to destroy all flesh. But as we see, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. So what did he do? He fixed it so that Noah and his house could be saved. The 14th verse, make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make of it, The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, and the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in cubits shalt thou finish it above, and the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third story shalt thou make it. And behold, I do bring a flood of water upon the earth to destroy all flesh wherein is the breath of life. For under heaven and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife, and thy sons and their wives, and of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female, of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind, two of every sort shall come unto thee to keep them alive. And take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so do. Now, this means this to you and I today. It's given us another chance after the failure of man. And God had prepared man, fixed it so that again, after the first, and they had fouled up so and done so many bad things, as the scripture has taught us here, the things that they did and repented not. But he fixed it so that men and women could be saved. But today, we, and there's many people today trying to tell you, and I'm talking to this man and woman today without the Lord, the men and women without the Holy Ghost. My friends, today, God has fixed it so that men can and women could be saved today. But they're going and doing as they did it before. And in our next program, and I want you to stay with me because these two programs will be in line with each other. This was a way back in Noah's day. And God, he destroyed him. God will keep his word. He's not going to allow people to live as they're living today in this world, and thinking that they're, many of them no doubt, thinking they're doing good. But it's not pleasant to God, all of these divorces, all of these things, these separations, people living together, not married. These are things today that our God, he mocks. He looks upon them. It's destroying the goodness of God. It wasn't intended from the beginning. And people are continuing as they did back then today. And these are the things that we want to get before you, my friends. We're coming to the end. We're coming to the point to where that God, and my looking at it, in a very near future, is going to bring this thing to a close. If you're ready, if you have the Spirit of God, according to the Scriptures, if you don't have the Spirit of God, you're none of His. As I have taught throughout these programs, there's only two ways to live. One of them is for God and one's for Satan. There's no way that people, there's people that are doing this and actually going into churches and causing the churches to have to give in to the things of this life. Many of them that are trying to make excuses. But my friends, today, the things that was wrong in the days of Noah are wrong today. And these things that happened in Noah's day, God got ashamed of it. He repented of the people. He wanted no part of folks that lived in this nature. And He today will not. He will not tolerate it. And there's no way that this preacher will ever give in to people living a life of sin, holding on to Satan. There's no way that this preacher will ever give in to it, because heaven is going to be a place of rest, a place of peace, a place of love, and there'll be no dying there. There'll be no sin up there. The Word of God teaches that the Lord is coming back one of these days without sin unto salvation. He's coming to people that's been cleansed by the Spirit of God. And the way that they were living in these days, when God got ashamed of them, God repented of them, He didn't want no part of man no more. And thank God for a man like Noah that loved God enough that God could see. This Bible teaches, and there's people talk today that a man can't live a just and an upright and a perfect life today. Through Christ Jesus, a man and woman can live a life free from the sins of this world. And a man that would teach you any other way is an enemy to you. He's an enemy to your family, because God intended for people to be clean. He did not intend for heaven to ever be spotted up, and it'll never be. This is for sure. You can count this on this. And there's a time before us that Christ, He's going to get tired of the way people are living. He's going to get tired of the way things are going, and He's going to bring this thing to a close one of these days. And I, for one, am trying my best to do everything I can to bring the Word of God to you in its purity. Why, these men in this world is teaching the Word of God that's ashamed to tell people that they're going to have to live a life free from sin. Why? Because they're not living it themselves. They're going out here and living just anyway. There's people today that will actually tell people and them are living just like the people, and tell a man and woman that they're sinners, they sin every day of their life, and take that man and that woman to the water to repent of their sins and baptize them. My friends, today this won't work. There's no way. It takes a man and a woman a living a life clean for God, a man and a woman are living together as married women and men, and that marriage pleasing to God. And this is the only way that God is pleased with men and women living together. There's no way that Christ will go along with sin in this life. Now my time is just about gone. And I wish I had a little more time today, but I don't have the time. And I'd advise you, if you enjoyed this, that you would tune in on our next program, following up on our next Saturday program. And I'll try to continue this sermon, try to continue out just what God said about the days of Noah and our today. Now may God bless you is my prayer. Our Father, it's again that we bow in Your presence. We thank You, Lord, for this day. We thank You, Lord, for the Scriptures, for the teaching that You have given us. And we pray, You, Lord, that You'd let this Scripture go into the hearts of men and women that hear this program, that they will clean their lives up, that they'll repent of their sins and come to You before time runs out. These favors we ask in Christ's name. Amen. We'd like to invite you now. Our time, we set for a time to stay on the air, to hear from the people, to see whether they had enjoyed this program or not. And I'd like for you to write me, and it's coming close to time, and I'd sure like to hear from you, know whether you're enjoying this program, whether you want me to stay on the air or not. So write me, W.L. Wooten, 1887 Carter's Grove Road, Madison County, Alabama, Taft, Tennessee, 38488 is the zip. May God bless you is my prayer.